Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, everyone. It's Thursday night, December 20th, our last show before Christmas. I am Dave. I'm here with Bronwyn, my daughter, my oldest daughter, from Keystone State Paranormal Society. This is Penetrating the Veil. Look who our first guest is.
Hello, Sheila, and hello, Holly.
Sheila is the one that's been out for a while having that heart surgery. And this is the first we've seen her back. I don't know what you have on your nose. I got it. Welcome back, Sheila. I'm so glad to see you here again with us. We've missed you. I'm glad that you're healthy enough to join in. And it brings my heart joy, and it brings us relief to know that you're okay. So tonight's show is going to be a Q&A with the viewers of the Facebook live stream. And we're also going to have our drawing for our day 5 of Follower Appreciation Week. I apologize for my appearance. I have been battling something since very early this morning. I feel terrible. Cold right now, but give it a few minutes, I'm sure I'll get hot and this coat will come off. So just kind of bear with me. I have Bronwyn here helping me with the show tonight, as Jim is not available. He has church-related things to do today. As far as the day 5 trivia question, there was a lot of people who commented. Thank you, Robert. Hi, Holly. A lot of people who commented with the correct answer by the 6 p.m. deadline. And we will be doing that drawing soon enough. I want to kind of wait till some people join in. Excuse me. So we are very excited for next month, when Jim and Haley and I will be up in Kane, Pennsylvania. That'll be the third weekend in January, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. I see that Sheila says she just got home late Monday, wanted to just jump in and say Merry Christmas. Well, we're glad you did. I know you're probably still heavily medicated and probably still in a great deal of pain. It was an unbelievably intense surgery you had to endure. So just knowing you popped in brings us relief. We're happy to see you. And you guys take care of yourself. James Houston has jumped in. How are you, James? So we will be at Kane 18th, 19th, come home on the 20th. This is going to be a very massive undertaking, as we basically have an entire town to investigate. We're going to do our live feeds as we always do during the investigations, but I am also going to be doing some daytime filming with the 4K camera, possibly documentary style, interviewing some of the townsfolk who have claims of activity in their location. Jim is going to go up actually the day before Haley and I get there to kind of get the lay of the land and see how things are going. So, see, Sandy's joined in. How are you, Sandy? So, well, I guess we can go ahead and do the drawing now. Yeah, you go ahead and get back to bed, Sheila. Get yourself some rest. We want you healthy and back on your feet, but we want you to do that on your own time as needed. We don't want you to be rushing through. So, you go get you some rest. Hi, Steve Kohler. How are you? Sheila, you get some rest, and we'll talk to you again some other time. See that right there, Joan? Mm-hmm. I went to high school with Joan. How are you, Joan? Thanks for joining. So, for day five, the question was, what was the name of the location that we were streaming live from on International Ghost Hunters Day? Do you remember?
I think it was the Capitol Theater?
No.
Oh.
That was for the Paracon.
Oh.
This was the International Ghost Hunters Day where we were streaming worldwide. And it was at the Haunted Trails of Gettysburg.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a little under weather, Stephen, but we're pushing through. So, lots of people got the answer. I knew James would. He was there. Hi, Dina Lee. Thanks for jumping in. So, we had at one time on our live feed from the Haunted Trails during International Ghost Hunters Day, we had over 140 people watching our feed at one time.
Oh, wow.
So it was pretty big. Yeah, we were pretty happy with that. So Bronwyn has helped me because I feel like hammered crap. She has graciously helped me with the show tonight and has written down the names of the people who have guessed correctly. So we have, what's our first one?
Mary Lumen.
No, camera's up there. So we have Mary Lou. Fold that in half. I'm throwing the hat. Next we have...
One of them ripped.
Who is it?
Ryan.
Ryan, okay. Well, just put his first name in there. We'll know who it is just by the first name. And next we have...
Sandy Griffin.
Sandy Griffin. Keep going.
Next we have Ginger Venable.
Ginger Venable, yes. Lots of people got this one right. Hey, Cammie McMillan, how are you? Cammie is actually, I believe, Sheila's daughter. And she's been keeping us up to date, contacting back and forth with Henny. Who do we have next?
We have Terry Thomas.
Of the Haunted Trails of Gettysburg. He kind of cheated since he owns the place we were at, but we'll let it slide this time. Next.
Crystal Smallworley.
Crystal Smallworley. Next.
James Houston.
Yeah. And again, I knew he would get it right because he was there.
Robert.
Let's see. Robert Canolupus. Canolopoulos, excuse me. Next.
Holly Cataldo.
Yeah. There's Robert right there. Hi, Robert. Holly is the woman who lives in Kane and is setting everything up for us. And you met her and got a picture with her at the bash.
Mm-hmm. Becky Hancock McDonald.
Becky. I'm working on it, Dina Lee. I'm taking all kinds of good meds, so we'll see. Who do we have next?
Cindy K. Stevens.
Next.
Oh.
That's, yeah, we don't need that.
Debbie Reinholtz Dickey.
Debbie Reinholtz Dickey. And there's Miss Haley. How are you, Haley?
And our last one is Stephanie White dash Haggerty.
Stephanie White Haggerty. Okay, so as you can see, we are quite full of contestants with the right answer today. So, let's see who we get. Jumble them all around. Okay. Now, reach in and pick one. Who do we have?
Sandy Griffin.
Sandy Griffin is our winner. And Sandy gets a double gift today. She gets the CD that I'm working on for the all of our EVPs. I'm making a new EVP disc. So she gets that as well as a T-shirt. So I will, where's that pen?
I'll get it.
Did you have it down here?
Yeah.
So what I'll do is at the end of the week, I will contact everyone to, one, get their information and sizes or anything like that, and a shipping address to send them stuff out. Now, I still have to make the new disc. I don't want everybody to have the old one. I'm going to make a new one with some of the really good ones. So she gets a CD,
Sandy,
and shirt.
Congratulations.
Now, after today, the prizes really ramp up.
Ooh.
Yes, tomorrow for day six, we're going to give away a CD, a shirt, and a hat. And then Saturday, is going to be a really big one. But
look at that.
I am not going to tell anybody what that is until I know for sure it's a go. And Haley knows what I'm talking about with that. And then Sunday is the grand prize. And if you've won during the week, you cannot win the rest of the week except for Sunday on the grand prize. So everybody who's won this week, which has been Sandy, Henny, Diana, and Matthew, they cannot win again until Sunday. On Sunday, everyone can jump in and win. And that's going to be a big one. That's going to be the grand prize. And hopefully it's something that everybody's really, really into. So that was our drawing for tonight, and like I said, once this week is over and we get past Christmas and I get some rest, I will start on the new EVP disc, and I will contact everyone by Messenger on Facebook, and I will get your address, shipping address, and sizes that if that applies to your gift. And I will get everything out. And if I run out of sizes on the shirts, then I will order some more. And as soon as they come in, then we'll get those ordered, get them in, and send them out. And Haley says that she's going to know for sure after the show as far as what Saturday's prize is. So that's a good thing. So now that we've got the drawing out of the way, I'm going to open it up for a Q&A. And see, now here's the part where I've switched and I'm not cold anymore. Now I'm really hot. So I got to take the coat off. Yes, the coat is off. Oh, pardon me, everyone. Now, we'll open it up for a Q&A if anyone has any questions. I did not feel very good, obviously, as you can tell. So I didn't have time or energy to line up a guest. We have Steve Dunn, who's just joined. Steve Dunn is an amazing investigator. We met him first time at Post Town. And your grandfather and I, Jim and I met him for the first time. Jim met him first time at Post Town. I also met him first time at Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield when I was investigating there with Rob and Nikki of Live Paranormal. So thanks for joining in, Steve. Good to see you, my brother. He's an unbelievable investigator, very, very good. Again, another guy that we've worked with, and our chemistries have just meshed well. So, if anyone has any questions, feel free to post them in the comments, and let's get this ball rolling. Do you have any questions?
What basically is a veil?
Beale?
Yeah. That's Mayor.
That's Vail.
Oh.
Veal is a the meat they take from a baby cow.
Oh.
Penetrating the veil, that's the that's one of the universal terms that paranormal investigators use as far as the difference, almost like a curtain between our realm and the other side. They call that the veil. And they can see through to us, and we can try and get through to contact them. So, veal is
meat from a
baby cow that I've tried and did not like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I can't believe you said, what is veal? That caught me off guard. Look, see? Penetrating a baby cow. Yeah, we're not going to take the show in that direction, Bill. Appreciate it. Not with my 12-year-old here, anyway. So, and she is now 12, a preteen, I guess you would say.
One more year.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. So, anyone have any questions relating to the paranormal and not baby cows? So, now there was a few weeks back we had on this show. Last two weeks ago, we had Keith Linder from New Bothell Hell House, and that was an amazing interview. And after the radio show ended, we actually kept on with him for at least another half hour. The show before that, we talked with Holly and her historian, who is only 15 or 16, and his name was Matthew, I think. I could be wrong. I completely forget these things. But he was unbelievably knowledgeable about that town, and it was a great, great talk we had. James wants to know, is any place in Gettysburg that you haven't investigated you wanted to? There's quite a few. I've never, ever been to the Cashtown Inn.
Haven't you, never been to the railroad tracks, or have you been there?
The railroad tracks?
Yeah, the ones in Gettysburg.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh.
I've never been to the Cashtown Inn. I'd love to be there. Yes, see Matt. I've never been in the Lookout House, which is the new place, the new home that Pam and Steve just bought and moved into.
Oh.
So I have to get over there. Now Haley has not been to the Thaddeus Stevens, but that's going to change during the bash. Yes, Matthew is a walking, talking encyclopedia, Holly. He really is, especially when it comes to Kane. It was unbelievably refreshing to see someone at such a young age with such a passion for history. It just, your grandfather was blown away, especially, because you know how much he loves history. So definitely I'd like to get over to Pam and Steve's new place. I would love to get into the Cashtown. Aunt Janice says, I love your assistant as junior investigator.
Hi, Aunt Janice.
I would love to get into the college. I've heard stories of the Gettysburg Hotel, but I don't know that they run investigations from there. I would absolutely love to get into college, though. That one, that's probably the most intriguing one. So, see, James has been to both Cashtown and Lookout. Maybe one day when I'm retired, I'll be able to do all those things, too, but then again, if I'm retired and I have the money, I'm traveling way farther away than Gettysburg, so. So there's that one. Anyone else have any questions? Man, I really feel bad. I was actually contemplating calling Rob and telling him I couldn't do the show, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to make sure I got the show done so we'd have our drawing and everybody could get their daily dose of me.
So are we doing a drawing every day?
We've done one every day. Now, we did not do one on Tuesday because there were no correct answers.
Oh.
So yesterday's winner got yesterday's prize and Tuesday's prize.
Oh.
And that was Diana.
Ginger has a question. She said, do I see or hear spirits? No, I don't really see or feel spirits. I'm not like Miss Haley or anything. I don't feel their presence either. Well,
no, she's like her old man, non-ability having. But once they come to wherever she is at, much like me, she can feel their presence, right? Like,
yeah.
You feel the change in the air and the atmosphere.
True.
And stuff like that.
I felt one before. We were at the Haunted Trails of Gettysburg, and I was outside on the porch right by the water cooler or something, and then I felt something just grab my hand. It was amazing, and I felt, like, all around my hand cold air. It was a change in the temperature.
And it tingled, too, didn't it?
True.
Kind of like,
yeah,
like little prickles.
Yeah, like that.
Sandy,
Miss Haley even caught it on the SLS. She's like, there's something holding your hand.
Hey, Theo, how are you? Thanks for joining in. Sandy, the veil is the term we use for, I guess, that very thin barrier between
the spirit world
and the living world. Spirits were still human. They're just, they don't have a body anymore. There are times, I guess, having to do with planetary alignment or time of year, things like that, that I'm not really that versed on, but when that veil is thinner than others and they can cross through to interact with us a lot easier than on a normal night. So let's see. See, Sandy, the veil is a term we use for the separation between the living world and the dead. It's all around us, and they can navigate through, especially when it's thin around All Hallows Eve. Exactly. Hi, Shelley. Thanks for tuning in. Holly says, you will open up more and you will get them.
Pretty much like a couple of years, probably.
I don't know. That would be nice. That would be nice because I know I can't. I mean, I can kind of, I'm the same way. I don't
like
hear them before anybody else. They don't come to me like they do to Miss Haley. And I can't see them or speak with them like Miss Janet. But once they're there and they make their presence known, then I can kind of feel them. So.
Wow.
Miss Holly wants to know, didn't you run into something in the elevator at the Battlefield Bash, or was it in the hallway?
It was, the Battlefield Bash. I quite don't remember, but I do remember, like, when Paracon, when we went to the Capitol Theater.
Okay. Well, that was on the stairs, correct?
Yeah, that was on the roundabout.
But when we were at the Battlefield Bash, remember, with Batman and...
Yeah.
You didn't have anything going on there?
No, I didn't feel anything, really.
There's nothing that you remember anyway, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you got memory like your old man. Haley, Miss Haley did absolutely interact with something. After we did an investigation, your grandfather and I, we came back, and Miss Haley and I went to go get something to eat. It was very late. It was like 3 in the morning. We went and got something to eat. And when we were coming back, she saw what looked like death, like the dark, cloaked, hooded figure floating.
Like what people call the Grim.
Right, and we took off after it, or at least I did. She kind of followed me, but I took off after it. And we followed it to a stairway all the way down and then back around in the same elevators. We just come up and didn't see it again. But
wow, that's cool.
So.
I'm surprised, Ginger. Like, your daughter, she could hear and see spirits, well, feel them and see them, at the age of 2.
Miss Haley's had this gift her whole life as well.
Oh, wow.
So, I have not had a gift my whole life. See, Scott Longman's joined. Thanks for tuning in, buddy. See, now we know Miss Holly had an interaction in the elevator. At the bash, we know that. Excuse me. Shelly says she's 45, still figuring things out, but she was a late bloomer. Well, I'm 44 and haven't got anything figured out, so I guess I'm going to be an ancient bloomer. So, hi, Becky. Thanks for tuning in. We had our drawing, as everyone saw earlier, and Sandy Griffin was our... So... That sounds like someone tried to use the phone.
Yep.
Excuse me. I'm here to see you as well, Scott. So, any other questions for myself or Bronwyn.
Now the one funny part was when I was first on the show here, and Caitlin was just in the background, like, not saying anything, because she didn't want to interrupt or anything. Then she left, and someone's like, was that a spirit behind you? And
no, just my other daughter eavesdropping. She does that, but she's a 9-year-old girl, that's what they do. If you have any questions for myself or Bronwyn or even Haley, who's watching the live feed and can answer in the comments section, can anyone dream things before they happened? I can. This would be something for Miss Haley because she has dreams all the time.
Like, I remember one time it was so weird. I had a dream about like this thing that I would do later in life, and that moment happened.
What was that?
Like, probably I don't quite remember, but I was, like, on the bus or something, and something else happened, and that actually happened. It was weird.
So you had a dream that later came true?
Yeah.
So now you can't tell anybody dreams don't come true because yours did, right?
Typically not.
Now, again, Haley, if you want to take this one on, you're the one who has all the dreams. She has some strange dreams, Miss Haley does.
Weird.
Yeah, my dreams are very random. I know that they say you dream every night, but I very rarely. Now, when I was younger, I used to remember them every time, but now, very rarely do I remember my dreams.
Like, it's weird because sometimes I would have the same dream over and over again.
Wesley wants to know, how long has she had paranormal experiences? Do you mean her or Haley? Because she has been having paranormal experiences only a couple years.
I want to say a couple of years, like maybe 1 year.
No, because you were 10 when we took you to Jenny Wade House.
Right.
And then you were 11 when we took you to the orphanage. Right?
Yeah. Like the whole time I would just be staring this way because I felt like something, like there was a doorway and I felt something was just staring at me through it.
Hi, David Williams. Merry Christmas to you too, sir. Thanks for joining in.
You've been able to predict a plane crash and the death of 3 people. Wow. Dark.
Well, it's not dark. It's just a gift. You know, you got to take the good with the bad. So, you know, a lot of times I think how cool it would be to have these abilities that like Miss Haley and Miss Janet and some of these people have, but at the same time, you know, you kind of got to deal with stuff that you'd really rather not see. Like, that is a perfect example. So, sometimes I'm kind of glad I don't have it. So,
I've kind of had the same experience. Like, I would see things I didn't want to see, and then I would wake up, like, random times in the morning, and then just go back to sleep.
Those are just dreams, though.
True.
And Terry Thomas has joined. How are you, Terry, my brother? Hope you're, I'm feeling terrible, Terry, thanks for asking, but I hope that your grandfather's feeling better, and our deepest sympathies for your wife's aunt. I have not been running a fever, Dina Lee, just not much warmer than normal. It's mainly a lot of congestion in the head and body ache, and trying to get this mucus up, so.
Thank you, Wesley.
Let's see. See, and even Haley tell you it's a gift and a curse.
Oh, no.
It is. And again, like I said, you got to take the good with the bad. You know, sometimes you're able to see something before it happens and prevent it from happening and maybe help someone or save someone. And then at the same time, you've also see something that you can't predict or you can't prevent. Trying to keep hydrated. See, now Shelley says she stopped three friends from getting in the car when she was a teen because it didn't feel right, and the next day she found that there was a terrible crash and the driver and passenger died.
Oh, wow.
See that? That's, see this Diana Lynn Coppage? She is a friend of Haley's and joined us, met us at the Benton Farms investigation. And she's also one of our winners this week. She won, let's see, what did she win? Diana won a hat and a shirt. She was the winner on Wednesday, and she got Wednesday's prize and Tuesday's prize because there's no winner on Tuesday. David Williams says, I was watching a paranormal team from the state and am in the UK before they said anything. I mentioned something I heard, and 5 minutes later it came over the EVP when they were there talking. Wow. But see, that's the thing. Spirit is around us all the time. And time for us is completely different than time for spirit and their, I guess, realm or dimension. They're not restricted by the same boundaries of time that we are. Like, for me to know what's going to happen in 10 years, I have to wait 10 years because I don't have any of these special abilities. Spirit can right now say, okay, in 10 years I can see that, and I see you doing this or that. So they're not restricted by the same boundaries that we are. They're in the past, present, and future all at the same time. Anyone doing any necromancy this winter solstice? It's the best time for insight for the new year. Well, William, I know I will not be doing any necromancy at all. That is not something I do. I know you're not going to be doing it. And I'm pretty sure Jim won't be doing it any either. Haley, I don't know. That is something she'd have to answer for herself. Haley says, her dreams pretty much nightly are travels. Now, some nights I get a break, but many times I wake up there in dreamland and live where I left off before. When I wake up back here, I'm totally exhausted. I slept 12 hours dreaming like this. People try to wake me up, and I neither remember nor respond always to being woken up. It's exhausting, but I love it there. Ghosts don't scare me there, Terry. They just, they miss me. I think that some of those soldiers at the trails miss me.
Just like Emily.
But the difference is, Emily is always with me. She may not be here right now, but if I needed her, I could. She would come, and she would aid me. That's just how Emily is with me. See, now Haley says define necromancy. So, yeah, that's out of my realm. I don't learn anything about that.
Me neither,
so,
and I've never learned about it.
Yeah, and I don't think you're going to. I apologize to everyone. This is kind of a humdrum, dull show, but... with me feeling the way I do and Jim not available, we just kind of had to wing it. Mm. It was either this or cancel. So, Haley says she misses her basement crew on the trails. No, the one she's referring to is the slave family that's down there.
Oh.
It's a mother and a baby and I think another young child and then a man who acts as their protector but is not the father. So, Holly says, my son was sitting in a car at a stop sign once. I saw someone coming towards the car to shoot him. I woke up and focused on him, telling him to get out of the car and run. 20 minutes later, I received a call from him telling me he had heard me telling him to run. It was a good thing because he would have been shot.
Wow. Good job, Holly. You saved your son's life.
That's always a good thing. You got to save mine.
I will.
I know. So let's see, what else do we have?
Well, sometimes, generally, as how many can feel pain and smell things in dreams and so on. Sometimes I would have the same thing. I would feel pain in my dreams. And then I would wake up. It was so weird.
Now, Terry, how do you know this wasn't an empty can that I filled with water? Actually, it wasn't. It was a monster because they have well water here, and I can't stand well water. It does terrible things to me. I feel bad enough I'm not drinking well water. So, I was drinking water all day at work, though. So, that's good. Any other questions for anybody? Just go ahead and post them right there in the comments. Again, I apologize for such a boring, ho-hum type of drag-out show, but I just didn't have the energy to line up a guest. I know, see, 2 weeks from now will be right after New Year. So this is our last show on the radio in 2018. Our next show will be in 2019. And we'll see if we can't line a guest up for that one.
The weird thing about me is that when I think about food or something, like, I would think about a random food and I could actually taste what it, and I could actually taste it without putting it in my mouth and eating it.
But that could just be your memory because you've had it before and you liked it so much. You know, that would be, if you could do that with a food that you've never had, then we got something to work with. But, like, I can picture crabs, steamed crabs, and I can taste it, and I can taste the Old Bay, but it's because I've had them so many times in my life, I know exactly what it is. I know exactly what that taste is. So,
like,
I'm just recalling it in my brain.
I visualize a strawberry, and I could taste it, but I haven't had it that much.
What's that say?
Your co-host is doing awesome. Thank you.
Now, I'm pretty sure you've met James. Let me see if you recognize his face. Excuse me. I'm going to pull his picture up and see if you remember him. That's what I do. Slam Monsters, talk about Old Bay. I love Old Bay. That is James Houston. Do you remember him? This guy?
I might have. I don't know.
You probably saw him at the trails. He's at the trails quite a lot. But we appreciate that, James. I was glad that she was able to help me because I just don't think I could do the whole hour on my own. So, you see, he said met her at the Haunted Trails.
Oh.
So, I agree with that.
The good thoughts I have is, like, when my sisters or something, say they're, like, almost getting killed or something, but I would, like, run in and save them and sacrifice myself. I know, it's weird.
What are you talking about? Like in a dream?
Thoughts and dreams. It's weird.
So you telling me you have thoughts about running in and sacrificing yourself to save your sisters? For what reason?
Well,
because they went in that room of yours and it was so dirty they couldn't get out and you had to run in and save them from
it? I cleaned it.
Yeah, you cleaned it today. And it'll be back to normal by the weekend, I'm sure. David Williams, she is 12.
Yep. Today's the
20th. 19
days ago.
Sandy says, you're cute as a button.
Thank you.
Apparently I'm not.
Oh.
But that's okay. I'm a man. I shouldn't be cute.
You should be handsome.
There you go. What do I think about deja vu, Haley?
It's basically something that's like repeated over.
No, not what is it, but what do you think it means?
I think it means like something
maybe
that you visualized before, and then like it happens again and then again.
Maybe that's you seeing an event in some type of daydream before it happens. Or if you're Keanu Reeves, it's just a glitch in the Matrix. See, now Terry believes it's part of a past life remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if that's true, that's very sad. And do you know why?
Why?
Because every instance I've had of deja vu, I'm exactly the way I am now. So that means my past life, I was just like this. I haven't done anything different.
Oh.
David, we have actually taken her out to the Haunted Trails, the orphanage, and Jenny Wade House in Gettysburg. And after our first investigation at Kane, we'll probably take her back the next time we go, and she will be at the Thaddeus Stevens House in end of July for the Battlefield Bash.
Yeah, he said he would also take me to, like, the bar or something. Like, remember, you said you'd take me around, like, so I could walk and, like, feel the energy, see if I was ready for it.
At the barn?
Like, one of the barns or something, you said. I don't remember what the name was.
I don't know anything about a barn. I think you're confused. What do I think about past lives? I think that they are absolutely something that happens to people. I think that we are put on this earth, this realm, this land of the living for a specific reason. We have certain things we have to learn on our journey, and until we've learned everything we're supposed to, we keep coming back. And when this shell, this physical body is expired, then my soul, my energy, my essence inhabits a new one, and then that one starts learning. And then once I've learned everything that I was meant to learn, then I won't be reincarnated. I'll come over to, I guess, the spirit world, the other side of the veil, and stay there permanently, I guess.
Like, once I was in reading class one day, and we were learning about the Cash Town Inn and stuff. I told them about, like, my experiences and where I've been, and, like, at the end, everyone's like, Ron, what is it? Like, everyone was, like, just talking to me, asking me questions.
You were interesting.
Yes.
Hi, Julie. Julie Wall just joined in. She's from the UK, so that's very cool. Are we coming back there? Of course we're coming back there. It's just very cold, and I feel like crap, so I'm not doing it right now. We kind of took December off. We had a very, very busy and hectic 2018. So we needed the month of December to kind of unwind and relax and let that paranormal hangover subside. Like I said, we were so busy. December, I think, was one of the few months this year that we didn't have anything scheduled. Most months we had multiple things scheduled, so we wanted to take this month to just relax and family it out. So we'll be starting off hot and heavy come the new year, going to Kane. We've got the Bash, and we've got some other locations that we're looking into. We want to do a lot of private residences to try and help spirit in any way we can. My ideas of reincarnation is on point with the Kabbalah, which I'm not familiar with. I think that's a holy book in a different religion, but I'd have to look it up. I don't want to speak on something I'm not familiar with. Ginger says she's been told she's a very old soul and been here many times. Get to choose her life before we were born. Really? Well, if that's the case, that's very sad. So I choose this. See, for all those who don't read Aaliyah, Haley is commenting as KSBS. Hi, Julie. Thanks for joining in. Let's see. Yeah, Holly, we were so, so bogged down with Paranormal Hangover, it was just zapping us. David Williams wants us to come to the UK. I would absolutely come to the UK and investigate anywhere, but I need more time and money, and I don't have enough of either. So, hi, Debbie. How are you? Thanks for joining in. Jeremy's joined in from Elite. How are you, Jeremy? Oh, yeah, we have Selma Mansion. I believe that's in March. Is that correct, James? Scheduled that in March, which is kind of like a birthday gift for me. I'll be 45 in March. I'm cresting over that mountain, heading towards the downside of my physical existence, I guess. we wanted to leave our schedule open as much as possible in 2019 and kind of just take them as they come. We didn't want to schedule too far out and then something comes out and we have to skip out or reschedule, and we didn't want to do any of that. So I know we'll be at the Bash. We've already paid for a table there. Now, the Bash is going to be really cool because we've got three locations in that weekend that we can investigate. We'll have the Thaddeus Stevens house, which is where Jim and myself will be sleeping. I'm not sure if Haley will be sleeping there or if she'll be at the second location, which is John, who owns the Thaddeus Stevens house, is also the owner now of a property just about a mile away. And the house itself is newish, 1970s, so there's no reported activity there. But the land is the southern end of Pickett's Charge, which is chock full of activity. So we'll have both of those. Plus, we'll be at the Haunted Trails. So we haven't figured out exact sleeping arrangements yet. But what we'd like to do is take some people on investigations at all three locations. And at least on the two, the new location and the Thaddeus Stevens, any money we raise would go right to the PA Wounded Warriors charity. So, that and I think we're going to split it. Some will go to the PA Wounded Warriors and the others will go to Batman and his Heroes for Hope. That helps and does things for sick children, which is awesome.
What they did for Connor.
Right, Connor and
I think
Michaela.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Ginger says, for those of you who don't know me, I am severely handicapped because I have a limb girdle muscular dystrophy. So it would have to be that I chose to come back like this to inspire people.
The weather on the side of the U.S. needs to get better. All this rain and snow, I'm over it.
I used to love snow as a kid. And I used to love snow when you guys were little. And I could just open a door and throw you out in it. Now, I think it only needs to snow on Christmas Day, and then it needs to be nice and warm the rest of the year.
As a baby, he, like, picked me up. He opened the back door.
You weren't a baby. You were, like, 6 or 7.
He threw me out in the snow when I was, like, sinking, and it was a blizzard at the time, I think. It was up to his knees or something. He was, like, wading out there trying to get me.
Yep. William, yes, my uncle, my dad's half-brother lived in St. Augustine for most of his adult life after he was discharged from the Marines, and as early as 10 years old, we went to visit him there on a yearly basis. And we went down there and
Hello.
Loved
we have a guest.
Oh, look who's made it. So we used to go down there every year, and I've been in the prison down there, which is even at 10 years old and no abilities. Yeah, even with no abilities at 10 years old, unbelievably, you could feel the energy in that place. So Debbie says you're a cutie.
Thank you.
Molly says, from what she knows as far as the weather, we should be good for Kane. So, of course, that can change in a month, but
Right. We'll
see. I wasn't sure you were going to be able to make it.
Well, I didn't know what time you'd finish up.
Right. Yeah, we got about 10 minutes left. I was almost ready to cancel because I just feel absolutely horrible.
I know you were bad, yeah.
But
I helped.
I'm a co-pilot here, and I wanted to do the drawing.
I went over to Gettysburg Exchange today for a little while. Pam. Steve was all sick with this stuff.
Yeah, I know he's lost his voice, so
yeah.
He's probably pretty happy about that for a little bit.
The place, they were talking about the place. There's,
the lookout.
5 children died in that house over the years. They documented. What? And a matter of fact, the one family lost a son on December 28th and lost another son the next day.
Oh.
Like from pneumonia and stuff.
Oh.
So they lost 2 sons. So Pam said she picked up on children in the house.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sandy Griffin was our winner for the drawing.
Oh, okay. Did you draw?
Yes.
Ah. So, yeah, I talked to them about that. And they're also going to, they have a place on
Carrie
the
Carrie said you should have stopped by.
Who's that?
Carrie said you should have stopped by.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
I didn't know what to, you know.
Wow. They said you got a dope haircut.
No, I can't. I'm not one for long hair.
And then, what else do we say? William Cody had asked me if I've ever been to St. Augustine. I said, yeah, my dad's half-brother, my Uncle Kenny, after his discharge from Marines, lived down there for most of his adult life, and we used to go to, as early as my,
got a couple,
when I was 10,
we have a couple EVPs from the fort.
Yeah, which is awesome, but I said, even at, the energy in that fort is so potent, even at 10 years old with no abilities to speak of, you could tell something was odd and off about that place.
I remember.
You know?
I will be
love to be in
August,
the cemetery. They have a phenomenal cemetery there. But you,
came
they actually have volunteers, like if you're lucky, maybe 2 Saturdays out of the month that
right.
you can get in there.
let's see. Holly says, remember, on the 18th, she's going to be a trigger object. She will be dressed as Elizabeth Kane and Matt, the
historian.
Unbelievably young historian, will be dressed as General Kane.
Wow.
So we'll have that.
Yeah, Pam and Steve Holly said they would, they, like I said, they had an obligation, but they're hopeful maybe on another trip
right.
to make it up there for sure. They were really hoping they could do that one.
And then I told her that the first time we always don't take her because we
energy,
don't think there's anything
like the energy.
Negative, but just to make sure. But assuming this is what we think it is, the next time we go, we'd probably take her.
It might be very interesting.
Yeah, and we're going to have her for one night at the Thaddeus Stevens house during the bash. So.
Yeah, no, there's no reason she can't do the Stevens house.
And we were talking about how for the bash we're going to have Thaddeus Stevens, we're going to have the new place on at the southern end of Pickett's Charge, and then we'd have the trails as well. And I said that, you know, can't speak for Terry and them at the trails, but any money we raised with the other 2 locations, that we were going to split it between the PA Wounded Warriors and Heroes for Hope with Batman for the kids. So, I mean, we still have plenty of time to iron that all out, you know.
Yeah, Pam said that once the holidays are out of the way, they're going to start going full bore on the bash.
Right.
So,
well, we've already paid for our table, so.
Yeah, we're covered. Pam said we'll have the same location as last year, which was a great one.
Yeah, it was, right by that door.
And we'll have our power and everything.
Good. And I'll make sure I bring something to hang the banner with this time.
Yeah, I told her we got rid of our attachments, too. We're all clean and green on that.
Terry said he likes that idea as far as splitting that money, so that's cool.
Yeah, I'd known you were there, Terry. I'd have stopped on by. I didn't know, I didn't know with working or whatever if you were home or all that. So Pam filled me in on a little stuff and all. So Amanda, I don't know if she started a new job yet or.
I don't know. Terry, has Amanda started a new job or is that like on a Monday thing or I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Holly said she's all set for the bash next year. And Haley says she thinks it's awesome that Bronwyn and hopefully her oldest son, Cooper, get the chance to maybe talk to and definitely about historical figures before they learn about them in school, as far as, like, Kane.
Like, I was watching a video, and it was called, like, 10 Abandoned Theme Parks, and one of them was in Russia.
Pripyat.
Yeah, it had to be shut down because of the radiation level.
There's a town, there's a place in Russia where they had a nuclear power plant.
Yeah.
And
it went wrong.
What was the name of the plant itself? Do you remember?
It starts with a C, didn't it?
But all I know is...
Well, about a couple miles away, Chernobyl.
Chernobyl, yeah.
A couple miles away, they built an entire town called Pripyat, and it housed all the men and women who worked there and their families. And they had schools there. They had everything a normal town would have, grocery stores, entertainment. They had a roller coaster and a Ferris wheel and a merry-go-round, all these things. And when Chernobyl had its nuclear meltdown, within, I think they said... less than 48 hours, the entire town was completely abandoned and just left.
Like,
and the radiation is still high enough where you can't...
Like,
there's certain, like, the outer limits of Pripyat you can get into, but in the actual main part of the town, the radiation is still so high because the meltdown was so
bad.
Yeah,
like, only the workers, they could only be in there for, like, less than 20 minutes. Like, now they said you can only be in there for, like, a couple of hours.
Terry says, anytime I'm home, all the time. January 7th, 2019 is when she starts the new job.
January 7th?
Yeah, they're just doing the background checks now because she's, you know, working with
children.
You had to go through
with the
scouts.
The
scouting.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Once we get to the new year, because I have some jobs next week, but once we get to the new year, maybe we can stop on over there. And
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Well,
did you know that, no, I don't think it was anywhere near the level of catastrophe that Chernobyl was, but just an hour north of us, just, a few miles north of Harrisburg, Three Mile Island, where they had a meltdown.
Almost
a meltdown. They had a...
They lost
a reactor. Yeah.
Well, I think I'll let Grandpa take over since I have 3 minutes till bedtime.
Well, we only have 3 minutes left on the show, Bronwyn.
So you made it to the end. Yeah, we're really excited about Kane, and I've been reading in my book, Holly. So I've got some personal reflections of General Kane, and then of course when he went to St. George, Utah, with Brigham Young, I've been at that location where he wintered with him, and so I've got some interesting questions to ask the general from what I've been reading and stuff like that. So I'm very anticipating being able to make connection with him and get some interesting feeds.
In the book we were reading about a couple of weeks ago, we started it, well, we were in the middle of it, there's this chapter that, like, really made my heart, like, made me kind of sad, because there's this guy named Red Stevens, and he was already dead, and, like, his uncle was already dead, and so he made, like, these videotapes. It's called The Ultimate Gift, and, like, Red, he was, like, this selfish person. He only wanted money and stuff, but then he went to a park, and because he had to look for, like, a kid, a young adult, and then an old person to, like, figure out what they were going through.
Well, we're going to sign off of the radio show now, so thanks, everybody, for tuning in on that. We'll go ahead and end that episode now.
And, like, he was at the park.